Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 5th, and the whole week ahead. Actually, it's going to be the next 6 months ahead because of the full moon, the eclipsed full moon in the sign of Aquarius Monday. What does that mean for you? Well, it means a number of things. First of all, it's a good connection for you because you're fire and Aquarius is air. And enough air blowing on fire means that things can really start to be optimistically built up in a positive way. Watch this space tomorrow. Here's your Sunday stars. It's the eclipse's eve and the full moon eclipse is tomorrow. But what can you do today? You can start to make plans. The biggest changes will occur over the next 6 months in your everyday life and everyday lifestyle. So those things that are important to you when it comes to your 9-to-5 existence. There's big changes that will occur in your surroundings and where you live and where you are. It's big times to come. And here's your Monday stars. It's here, the eclipse full moon in the sign of Aquarius. So good for you. It falls in your third house. So look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. This can mean the next 6 months relationships with brothers and sisters, even your next door neighbours, cousins, aunts, uncles, all of these things will be very, very relevant. Something's going to happen that will change the tenor and the rhythm of your everyday life. And I would suspect if you embrace it, it will be for the good. And here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday's eclipse full moon now connects to Saturn in your sign. So this is a perfect time to restructure areas of your life. Areas that have been a bit flimsy or fragile, areas which need to be built up. And as I've said, this full moon eclipse is going to affect the next 6 months of your life when it comes to your everyday world. The way you think, the way you behave, and your thought processes generally. It's all change. Here's your Wednesday stars. Big stuff that's occurring with that eclipse full moon is certainly going to give you a different outlook because your mindset will alter and change. Because you'll realise over the next 6 months that those things you thought about as a kid or when you were younger aren't relevant now. You've moved on, you've changed, you've grown older and wiser through experience. And in many ways this is going to reflect upon the changes over the next 6 months of your life. And here's your Thursday stars. The Sun and Jupiter, Jupiter being your ruler, beautifully linked towards one another. Talk about opportunity and all kinds of serendipitous things can happen. This is ideal if you're thinking of doing something that's going to change your future and change your life. Take the plunge. Sun and Jupiter means big ideas and big plans. And the more it connects with other places and other people, perhaps you're going to learn a new language, or you're just going to make changes that will bring in a global network into your life. The bigger, the better. Here's your Friday stars. Yesterday's Sun sextile Jupiter is delicious for you. So many things can occur now that can alter the whole outlook of your future. But it means thinking big and having big plans, but perhaps not expensive ones, but that you can build up slowly. Travel, anything international, anything that takes you away from all of this is a good thing for you now. Study, learning, travel.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.